That's right. It's the I Love Ann Show on the road again, right down here at the Inn on the Square. Just having a good time getting ready to talk to some legends in their own time. That's right, the golfing legends of the tour. That's right, the OPGA Tour. So we are already here. God, it's beautiful down here at the Inn on the Square. If you haven't been here recently, Amber, take a picture of that, beautiful ironwork, copper work, and centerpiece that they have right here at the Inn on the Square. So many good things happening, and it's just awesome. And already I see legends walking in here. I tell you what, I see Cindy Rarick. I'll bet I see Jan Stevenson. They're already coming in here this morning. I can't believe it. I just thought I'd just set up here this morning and just say hello and be talking, and here you guys are. How are you doing, Raring Cindy Rarick?
I'm doing great this morning. How are you?
Are you ready to go? Are you raring to go?
I am totally raring to go. It's going to be a beautiful day in Greenwood, and looking forward to it.
That's right. So when did you get here to Greenwood?
I got here 2 days ago. I flew in from Europe, so I came in a little early to adjust to the time change.
Flew in from Europe. Where were you in Europe, my dear?
Well, I had a wonderful 2 weeks in Italy, the first week in Rome and the second week in Florence.
Wow. Was it business or vacation?
First week was business, second week for vacation, so you've got to have time for work and play.
I know that's what you believe in because you're very balanced, aren't you?
I try to be.
Well, that sounds great. So you're going to have some breakfast here this morning?
I think so, yeah, and then we'll slowly get out to the golf course and start loosening up and get ready for the day.
You going to do any yoga, or have you already done your yoga?
You know, that's one thing I am missing this morning. I do it in Arizona, but when I'm traveling, it's sometimes a little hard. But, yeah, doing those stretches is a very important thing to do, especially before golf.
Yes, that's right. So so what do you think? Have you played the course yet this year?
No, I haven't. I was out a couple days ago and did hit some balls, but I haven't had a chance to play. I know they've been doing some work in preparation for the event this week, so I'm sure it'll be in great shape.
Absolutely, always is. Well, I know we'll talk more to you in a few minutes. I just wanted to catch you since you came raring in the door, Cindy Rarick.
Thank you.
All right. We'll be talking to some more of those legends right here on WCRS. Andy, let's take a break, and we'll be right back.
The antique vintager has arrived in Greenwood. He's been in Greenwood, but he's been incognito. Now unveiled for the very first time, the antique vintager, the one and only Jeff Eller, is debuting on the national stage with his podcast. Shouldn't you be one of the first to come in and see him and see what you have with What's It Worth? Can you sell it? Do you want to sell it? And should you sell it? Only the antique vintager can tell you such things. So come and see us at 637 Durst Avenue East. Call first for your appointment. 864-229-6613. The antique vintager, Jeff Eller, is in the building.
Oh, that's right. There we go. We are right back here at the Inn on the Square, just standing here having a good time looking at the beauty. I see the Jim Medford man over there. We've already had a few words with Cindy Rare and Rarick here this morning, and Lori Rinker is right here, and Jan is always got something interesting going on out there. So let's see who we can talk to here this morning. So much fun to be right here at the Inn on the Square as the tournament gets ready to kick off. The Legends Tour Pro-Am is this afternoon, so that's going to be a good thing. I need my sheet there that tells me all the events that are going on. I think it's right there in the front of this right here. There we go. And so that's what we've got going on. It's just good stuff. So Lori is talking to Jan Stevenson right now. And she's getting ready to tee it up with a big ball right here. Look who's over there. The Medford man is standing right there looking like he's awake. Are you awake, Jim? Kind of? Well, come over here and say something for a second. It's the beginning of the tour. We got all the gals here, and you are ready to go, and we're matched up here today. How about that? I got to get a picture. So how are you doing there, Jim?
I'm doing good. Doing good, Ann.
Yeah?
Yeah.
When did you give it into town?
About midnight Friday night, and then I had little granddaughters Saturday and Sunday, and then came
then
on.
You have the Legends.
Then the Legends. Legends last night, and yesterday afternoon, and we were out at Lanza, and they did a meet and greet with all the employees there. You know, Lanza just announced that $50 million plant expansion, so there's a lot going on over there, so that was a nice day. And we had dinner with them last night, those that were in town, and here we are with breakfast with Ann.
I tell you what could be better, right?
Nothing could be better.
We got that recorded, didn't we, Andy? So what do you think? The weather couldn't be more better for this one,
Oh my God. Yeah, it is perfect. We sat out on our back deck. We live out on the lake, and last night it was beautiful. There was no bugs. It was 60-some degrees. You could see the heat lightning across the lake. We had some cocktails, adult beverages. It was just a beautiful evening. And then it must have rained, a nice little gentle rain after we went in last night, which is great. And today's supposed to be perfect all the way through the weekend. A little hot come the weekend, about 90, but great week.
And what about the break on the lake opening this week?
Yeah, they are under a little pressure. This is a shout-out to Kevin Prater, because last we heard, he's trying for Wednesday night, and hopefully that happens. But definitely Friday will be a lot of action out there with the firework display. Their really official grand opening. And so we're excited for them and glad to be helping them with getting kicked off.
Well, that is exciting. So you got any other big announcements? Because I know you like to make big announcements on my show. I put him on the spot, folks. You know, normally he goes, I got something to tell you, Ann. I just decided to put him on the spot this morning.
Well, funny you should mention it. This is unofficial. But, and you know, a lot of things happen when there's adult beverages nearby. And so last night over at dinner with Jan and Cindy and Hollis Stacy, who was with us for dinner last night, we started talking about where do we go from here. And I'm still on the hiatus. This is the end. You know, I'm tired. And the next thing I know, the words coming out of my mouth, yeah, we can maybe do a Legends event with the Legends of Rock and Roll, because Jan... You haven't talked to her yet. You need to ask her about that so that she's involved with the Legends of Rock and Roll. So we would have a concert of the Legends of Rock and Roll with a Legends event on a weekend.
Right here on WCRS.
That's on the conceptual stage right now.
What do they say, Jim? What's your favorite phrase? Go bigger or go home?
That, or what's the definition of insanity?
Well, there's nothing like a group of energized people getting together coming up with new ideas to keep it interesting.
Yes, it is. So more to come at some point.
Wow. Well, that could be very exciting next year.
I didn't say next year.
Oh, this year. Is that what you're talking about later in the year?
Let's see. I would say sometime within this decade, since it's 2018, we might be able to pull that off.
Oh, come on now, Jim. The Stony Point is always up for a challenge, aren't they?
Yes, they are up for a challenge. But right now, we're kind of excited to have this one go off without a hitch, go out with a bang, and then we'll regroup. So.
Absolutely. Well, I know. How long are you home for? Because you are on the road traveling all the time now.
I leave Monday morning at the crack of dawn. And fly to Chicago. I'm excited because the company I'm heading up out in California, we are now Walgreens Strategic Eye Care Partner and Supplier. So I've got a big meeting in Chicago with Walgreens before I fly back to California for an extended period of stay until it's time to come back again just to kick the tires and pet my dog. So, and see my wife, of course. Not necessarily all in that order.
See the dog, kick the tires, and see Denise. Okay, you're in good trouble now.
Yeah, well, she comes out, because her mom and sister live in California, so we do the every other coast weekend scenario, so we're making that work.
That's great. Well, I know I'm going to let you get back to talk to all the legends. Thanks so much.
Hollis, you got Jan, you got Lori Rinker, and I Tinker.
Thanks so much, Jim. All right. Well, here we are right here on WCRS. Just having a good time. Just talked to Jim Medford. You are listening to WCRS right here in Greenwood. Let's join the news in progress, and I'll be back to talk more to these legends. Hey, Andy, keep it open. I may have to break in, breaker, with what's going on. All right. Well, wait. Don't go anywhere. Lori's here. Let's talk to Lori Rinker as well. Lori Rinker, how are you doing today?
I'm doing very well. Enjoying Greenwood, South Carolina.
Well, this is not your first trip. You've been here before, haven't you?
I think this could be my fourth trip.
Well, I thought, yeah. So good to get together with all the gals and play a little golf and be right here in Greenwood, isn't it?
It's very good to see my friends and see the Medfords, and the weather looks tremendous today, so I'm excited about that.
That's right. So you'll be playing this afternoon?
Yes, I think we're teeing off at 1, so it'll be a good day.
It'll be a great day, and you'll be going up against some other legends here, right?
Yes, but this is a fun day for charity, so we're not too competitive today. We just want to have fun and entertain our amateurs and have a good day.
Absolutely. You know, I think the Symmetric Tour is such an instrumental way to help young people get where they want to go, and it has been so great for the tour to be here for 5 years. What do you think about as far as the Symmetric Tour and what it does?
It's great, first of all, that the Medfords are sponsoring an event here, and I think it is a great breeding ground for future LPGA stars. So once we can get maybe the purses up a little bit and have a few of these girls make a little bit of a living, it would be nice. But they've done a great job here of doing that.
I think the Medfords have, because after the first purse that Jim went out with, Go Bigger or Go Home, people started upping those purses, and now they are pretty respectable, I think, aren't they?
Yeah, they're getting there. They're getting there. So it's great, though. You know, now they have to play the Symmetric Tour to get on the LPGA, so it's a good, like I said, good breeding ground.
So, you've been in women's golf, you've played, you've made some pretty good money, but what do you think about the difference? Why is it so different between men's golf and women's golf?
Quite simple. The men get a big TV right, so CBS, NBC, those networks pay a lot of money to the PGA Tour for the right to televise the events. So that is huge. And we pay, when we have an event on TV, we're paying the TV to put us on TV.
You think we're going to see that change anytime soon?
I have no idea. Mike Wan's doing a great job with the tour, so if anybody can make it happen, he can.
Well, that sounds great. Well, I know you were, your son graduated yesterday? Is that what I heard?
Yes, he got his master's in aerospace engineering, so out on the job hunt now.
And where did he get his degree from?
Embry-Riddle in Daytona Beach. It's a private university all around aviation, so it's a really good fit for him. He played golf there, and it was a good place.
I know you're very, very proud.
Yes, I am.
And is that the end of his schooling? Will he now have to get a job?
Yeah, I don't think he doesn't want to have to write a thesis paper, so I don't think he's going to go for his PhD. But you never know. He's a very smart kid, so not kid now. He's a young adult.
Well, thanks so much, and go have a good time and hit some great balls out there at the links of Stony Point.
I look forward to it. Thank you.
All right. That was Lori Rinker right here on WCRS. Isn't it exciting to have all of these great legends? The people that have made golf what it is today have been instrumental in bringing the names of big, big people to golf and become the words and the people that you were looking for. So here we are. Let's hear... Andy, I guess let's take just a quick break. Let's not bother with the news. It'll be there at 10 o'clock. Let's see who else we can get to talk to. Don't you go away.
McDonald's presents Confessions of an Ex-Hipster.
I loved cappuccinos, so I put on an itchy turtleneck and grew a goatee. But before I knew it, I was into French films, indie rock, and not bathing. Luckily, I got help from McDonald's McCafe cappuccinos. Now I'm watching football, wearing khakis, even high-fiving again. Thank you, McDonald's.
New McCafe mochas, lattes, and cappuccinos from McDonald's. With fresh ground espresso and real steamed milk, it's all the coffee, hold the attitude. At participating McDonald's.
Visit your local McDonald's in Greenwood and Abbeville today.
Oh, that's right. It's the I Love Ann Show on the road again down here at the Inn on the Square. And I have a true legend in her own time. She has made golf, ladies golf, a real name today in the world. And she just became, I believe, Lady Jane Stevenson is here with us. Now, Lady Jan, how is it to be called a Lady Jan?
Well, you know, it's kind of funny because I all, you know, all my legend friends, we tease about it because I'm like, you know, you're supposed to curtsy to me now. And they're like, yeah, okay, sure. Now that they do it as a joke, and it's kind of, it's actually really neat to be honored finally in Australia. It's been really quite an honor.
That is a huge honor to be considered Lady Jan Stevenson. So when did this happen?
About a month ago, actually. It was announced in Australia Day, which is January 26th. That's our day. It's like your 4th of July. And they announced awards at that time. So I had known about a week before, but did not let her tell anyone. And they, you know, we do all the interviews. And then I've got to go to the embassy to do it formally, but they did send my medal, which is absolutely beautiful.
And you're not wearing it today?
No, I'm too scared to take them all out. I mean, there's actually about six all different ones, but depending on what, if it's a formal affair or if it's a, you know, if it's a casual affair, they're all different sizes and they're beautiful and they're all gold. And I'm like, oh, I'm too scared to wear this.
So that is so awesome.
So they are beautiful. And then, of course, the big proclamation from our Attorney General and still the Queen. I mean, I was awarded one with the Queen before, but it didn't come with the OAM after my name, so this is pretty cool.
Well, you are truly breaking all barriers, aren't you, Lady Jan?
Well, you know, what was neat is that before the awards were really more for my sport and you know, the award is for bringing Australia to another country and making a name for yourself. And so I had gotten that before, but this one was more because of my charity work, and so it was even more special because, you know, my foundation is for the disabled vets and first responders, and I bought a golf course last year, and I set it up for all the veterans and hired all of these disabled vets, and so it's really been a pretty interesting year.
She just throws in, I bought a golf course last year. Was that in Australia?
No, it was in Florida.
In Florida?
Yeah, so that's kept me really busy, and you know, they've heard about the work we were doing, and it's just really amazing to see these young kids come from war and have a limb injured. So I did a couple of courses on how to teach that way, and then I did a course on teaching blind golf, which was very difficult. I mean, I actually made myself play blind for 18 holes, and it took me about 7 hours to play. It's really difficult.
Wow. Where is the golf course at, Jen?
It's in Palm Harbor, Florida, so that's in the Tampa Bay area. And we've done really well. When I took over the golf course, it was in really bad shape. That's all I could afford. So we spent all summer working on it, and I got a lot of volunteers, and we've done tremendous work. And then, of course, we got hit by the hurricane, and I was devastated because we'd spent a lot of my time and money. But what's amazing is that we had all the vets come out with all of their kids, and I was probably the quickest to have the golf course cleaned up because I had so many volunteers. I mean, even little kids that were picking up sticks and everything. So we had a big event right after the hurricane, and everybody was shocked that we'd already picked up all the mess.
You know, Jan, you have to look back at your life, and from pro golf, from doing the bathtub with the golf balls. And, you know, I just think back over your life and to look at the things that you're doing here today. What awesomeness. What do you think about all of this? As you look back, you've got to be sitting there some evening having a glass of wine and saying, this is me. I did this.
Yeah, you know, you're right. I don't really, you know, kind of like everything, you get so wrapped up in life, but since I've been sitting down trying to write my book, which is taking forever, you get reminded of things, and people will remind me of something or my family, and it's like, oh, wow, yeah, that's pretty amazing. And it is fun to look back at how many things have happened, good and bad, and I've been really lucky.
You have been so blessed. Now, I understand, let's see, you are also working with the Rock and Roll Legends here. What's this about?
Oh, I know. I'm so excited. Well, one of the things, because of my foundation, my business manager was he did a lot of work with all of these bands and traveled with Charlie Daniels, and so he was the manager of all of these older rock bands, the old rock bands.
The good ones, I might add.
Yes, they are really fun. And so what we did was, because for charity, I've got two or three bands around the world that I use that know all the famous songs. And then I bring in the lead singer of each of the bands. So I bring in the lead singer from Journey and Chicago and Kansas and Blue Oyster Cult and, there's so many. And so they're the ones you recognize. And so I can do one band and all the lead singers and make it a pretty reasonable price. And so we call the Legendary Voices of Rock. And I had to start a Jan Stevenson Events company because it got so big. But it's really fun because we raise most of the money from charity and the guys all know it. And so they give me a cut on their price as long as it's, you know, works in their schedule when they're doing all of the state fairs, et cetera. So it's really fun. And it just adds a little extra to the event because, you know, again, you raise money for charity, and it's just an amazing. The performances are really fantastic, and I picked all the ones that I still think can really sing.
Dan, this is so interesting. Now, I heard there may be something like this coming to Greenwood.
Well, we're hoping for it. I mean, we're actually thinking that if we could do like a Legends weekend where we just have them outdoors and, you know, make it a really fun event for the whole area instead of just a golf tournament, but have everybody participate and come, you know, and like have picnics. We do it in Australia a lot where we do outdoor concerts, and they're really fun. You bring a blanket and you can, you know, get your wine and sit there and just have music for hours, and it's really a fun thing to do, and good thing is it'll be for charity.
Kind of reminds me of that. What was that thing up there in New York that they had?
Oh, what was that?
What was it called?
Yeah,
the big one. God,
I know we're all like, that's really sad.
It really is sad, but
one here that was the Wolf Fest.
That was a little one, but I was talking about the big one.
Yeah.
The big one that.
I know somebody will have to.
Woodstock. There you go. All right. Woodstock.
Gosh, this is sad. You know, it's really early. Not even early in the morning. I just haven't had enough coffee, I don't think.
But that sounds like that could be a great event. So you're here today. You're going to play some golf. I guess you'll be out there this evening. You're doing great things. How's the winery business going?
It's doing great. I just came back from Vegas, so we had the wine and liquor convention out there, so I'm meeting new distributors. But my wine is going into kegs, so it's a new product. It's a new project again for me, and it's actually great because now my wine is probably pretty expensive to be a house wine at a country club, but it's such good quality. You know, my winemaker's from Australia. I brought him over, and he was winemaker of the year 4 out of 5 years, and so the wine is really good. And even though I try to keep getting it, you know, less expensive for people to afford, it's just can't do it. So now it's in the keg. It's affordable. So hopefully it'll be in the keg at Stony Brook pretty soon.
Stony Point.
Yeah, links to Stony Point. Yeah.
Well, I think that is awesome. Anything else you need to tell us? I need to ask you about Trump. I mean, people, you know, this is there's two stories here. One, Jan, you just became a citizen of the United States of America. And did you get it first try?
No, it's taken about 5 years. And then you know, when I actually went for the ceremony a couple of weeks ago, I actually thought it was just another interview because you have to fill out form after form after form. I finally hired a lawyer to help me because I apparently didn't do it right. And I'd already passed the test 100%. But when you have the verbal, I would say something I wasn't supposed to say, or I knew more about the history than the person giving me the interview. But, I mean, I studied American history so that I'd be ready, and then, you know, they would ask the question, and I would go, no, that's incorrect. And then they would go, and it turned out I was right. But then they would just say, well, you have to come back for another interview. They don't want to admit it.
Awesome.
I finally got, but when I went the other day, I thought it was just for another interview. I had my golf clothes on. I was on my way to the golf course, and I had an appointment at 7:30 in the morning, so I didn't think it was anything special. And then, you know, after the interview where they check out the last one, they tell me to go into this room, and then these people started piling in. They're all dressed up in beautiful suits, and they had little American flags, and I'm sitting there in my golf clothes. And then they said, all you guests, and they showed where the guests got to sit. They said, okay, this is a ceremony. And I'm like, the ceremony? And so when they called, of course, there was 28 countries represented, and when they called Australia, I was the first one. So I stood up, and they go, so who are your guests here to celebrate you being an American citizen? I said, nobody. And everybody went, oh, like, oh, my God. And I'm like, you mean this is it? I'm actually going to get it today. And so when I went to the office afterwards, they went, so what happened this time? I said, no, I'm American. They went, no. And it was so funny because I was sitting there going, reading all this stuff and going, oh, my God, this is the ceremony. It was so funny.
How did it make you feel?
You know, I've felt like this was my home for so long that it was nice to formally have it. And, you know, it was kind of nerve-wracking when they asked me to get my green card back. And I'm like, maybe, no, please. You're going to kick me out of the country now. And then they go, no, you get actually something better. And I'm like, okay.
So do you still get to be Lady Jan?
Well, they did ask. That was one of the reasons they kicked me out one of the times, because I refused to give up all my honors. And, you know, they ask you to, will you give up everything from Australia? And I said, no, I won't give up my honors. And so they kicked me out that time. And so anyway, they did agree to let me have dual citizenship.
Well, congratulations. That is so awesome. I know that's really close to your heart.
It is. You know, I love America and I love this country. And you know, it was kind of funny because I used to, every time I'd come back in the country, they'd go, you know, you've been here too long, you should be a citizen. And it's like, I know. And but I said, as long as I give the money in taxes, what difference does it make? And they went, well, it makes a big difference. So now I feel really good.
That is so great. Well, Jan, Lady Jan, congratulations. And yes, ma'am, I will. I've got my pants on, but I'll curtsy. I'll pull them out a little bit and do an official curtsy for you. So I would love to talk to you some more about your disabled veterans. I work a lot with the Veterans History Project through the Library of Congress. We're trying to get as many veterans' stories into the Library of Congress. So I'd love to talk to you some more about that at some time.
Oh, I love that. Yes, I've got some fantastic ones that I've hired. They've just got great stories.
They do, and they're very dedicated and compassionate for our country.
Thank you very much.
Thank you very much, Lady Jan. Have a great afternoon, and hopefully we'll see you tonight. All right. Well, we have just been having a great time here. Andy, let's hear a word from some sponsors here, and we'll be right back. We are right here at the Inn on the Square, just having a blast like we always do, and learning fantastic things about people who you would think would just do, well, not bother, but they do.
I'm Ann Eller, and I love the advertising success of radio so much, I bought the station, WCRS. Radio is the most responsive medium ever when it comes to selling services and products. Want to run a sale? Have a great idea? Need to promote? Need to do it fast? Radio can get your message out there fast. Newspaper, TV, just can't react as fast as radio. No need for a production team, graphics, etc. With our speed, your message is out there fast. Affordable? Absolutely yes. Qualified buyers listening? Absolutely yes. Let me show you how you can turbocharge your business. After all, you're listening, and I'm Ann Eller. I bought WCRS, the voice of Greenwood, for 76 years. Call me today, 864-229-7984. Just do it.
Oh, my God. We are hearing great stories. We have Stacy Hollis right here with us. Hollis. What an interesting first name.
Yeah, it was my grandmother's maiden name. My grandmother was from Bermuda, so that's where my family's from. And then my grandfather met my grandmother, dry dock, 1916. He'd been sabotaged. And so he had to repair, and he met my grandmother that day and proposed Hamilton Harbor.
About that?
Yeah, pretty cool.
That is pretty cool. You know, I love the history and how we all get started on things. Now, you're from Savannah originally.
Yes. Born and raised in Savannah. My family goes back, 1840s, and they were river pilots. The original was from Ireland. So we go back, and then my grandfather, who was met my grandmother. He was a sea captain, merchant marine. He traveled all over the world. So he had a great life. So it was, we had an interesting family, a lot of sea stuff, you know, a lot of river stuff. And
pretty cool.
Yeah,
cool. So now, how did you get started in golf? I understand there was something about a ticket, 1966 or something. Is am I correct on that? The 1966 Masters.
Yes. 1966. Well, my father and mom. My father loved golf. My father went to Clemson, so he played football at 39-40 under Frank Howard. He went to war. He was in the 26th Heavy Artillery under General Patton, landed with General Patton, and he was on the leading edge of the Third Army. He came back wounded in a body cast for a year. The only thing he really could do, which he loved, was golf. So he loved golf, loved it, gave us our love of the game. My parents used to go to the Masters all the time, and as my mom says, when they used to throw the tickets at you, you know. So you know, they are they were avid supporters of Augusta, and so they had been going up since the 50s. So
but you got to see, what was it, Ben Hogan play?
I saw Ben Hogan play. I watched his round where he shot 64. And, I watched all the greats, you know, and got his autograph. And
that inspired you to go on?
What inspired me was watching the women play at the title holders. I mean,
that's cool.
Yeah, so I was able to meet some great players, Donna Capone and some other greats. And I remember once Barbara Romack. I was 12 years old, and I just thought it was just so amazing that these women were playing golf, and they were so good, and they hit the ball so far. And she just asked me how my game was. And I was just...
You couldn't speak, could you?
Tickled to death. And I just couldn't believe she asked me about my game. I think I had just broken, you know, I was in the mid-80s by then. So I was just enthralled.
You know, I think women's golf, and that's one of the neat things about the Symetra Tour, is it gets young people to see other young people playing golf.
Yeah, it's great. It's the young players, I think... Well, golf has changed drastically. You know, when I played, there were 5 tournaments you could play in. Now there's, you've got the AJGA amateur golf, and then they have college golf teams. They have Division One, Two, Three. We didn't have that, as you know, Ian. And then now we have the Symetra Tour, which is the under tour of the LPGA. So it's great that the players have a place to go and that they can hone their skills with the people that they've been playing with for years. So it's a very wonderful tour in that these players, they stay with families that they've met in preceding years, and they really
develop a relationship.
So it's a really neat experience for all of this match tour.
Well, what do you think about the future of women's golf?
Oh, I think it's bright. You know, the LPGA is the only really global tour. And so I think it's got a huge, there's a huge up end. I know that the U.S. people would love to have the Americans win. But, it starts at home. You know, the U.S. schools are giving out scholarships to the foreign players. So, yeah.
It's kind of hard, isn't it?
It's kind of hard for the American players to hone their skills if all the colleges are giving their scholarships to the foreign players.
Why do you think they do that?
Well, part of it, you can't you know, you can't really blame them, but the international countries like Thailand, Korea, Sweden, Norway, Spain, Italy, they have, and China, they have the government subsidizes. So it's, you know, the world, it would be a lot different for us, you know, if the government, you know, the government, you know, helps. There's too many other.
You know, that's one of the things about in the state of South Carolina, there's a debate going on. Should we always allow our in-state students first dribs, or should they hold open X amount of spaces at our colleges for out-of-state students? And it really seems that if we, the taxpayers, we should be allowing in-state students into our in-state institutions.
Well, if they're paying.
Yeah. And if they're in-state, they should get first dibs, I think.
I think you're right, you know, but they should get first dibs. But if an out-of-state person wants to pay the out-of-state fees, then, you know, that's good for the institution, right?
Sure, absolutely. Well, you know, you're coming up, you're going to be playing in a new senior tour, is that right?
Yes, yes. It's coming up, the U.S. Senior Women's Open, so that's in July, and all of us are busy cramming. So, you know, doing our exercises and getting our cores better and, you know, core is a four-letter word, you know. So we're doing that and cutting and chipping and doing all the things that we haven't done. So.
Well, who do you think is a good possibility to win?
Well, I would think Julie Inkster has, you know, she would be a good one. She still plays the tour. And, you know, for myself, you know, I'm realistic. If I finish in the top 10, I will be dancing in the streets. So, I am, you know, Rosie Jones is always tough. And, you know, I think Rosie and Julie and Chris Cheddar and who else? But I mean, we have a good group that could. We have some dark horses.
Some dark horses.
Jane Getty, she's a dark horse. I just saw her swing on Facebook. I said, oh, look at her. She's sitting off a mat somewhere in the Caribbean. I said, look at her.
You know, I think this is so great. I know you're looking forward to getting out there at the links of Stony Point today.
Yes, we're looking forward. You know, Jim and Denise have been fabulous to us. They've treated us like gold. And so it's so nice to be here and to see Jim and Denise and to share our stories with the Symetra players.
Well, I want you to get out there and have a great afternoon, and thanks so much for stopping by to talk to me.
Thank you, Ann. Appreciate it.
All right. You have just heard from Hollis Stacy, one of eight children who just happened to be down in Savannah, doing the work that she thinks that other sisters and brothers could have done, right? She went to visit her mom, and her mom put her to work. So there you go. Well, Hollis, have a great day. All right. We are right here at the Inn on the Square, just having a fabulous morning and looking forward to another great day as we move forward. Let's hear a quick word, and we'll be right back.
The Antique Vintager has arrived at 637 Durst Avenue East in Greenwood, South Carolina. How can you reach such a wizard? Just by calling 864-229-6613. Make your appointment today at The Antique Vintager. And don't forget to check out his new website, The Antique Vintager Emporium. Simply amazing!
Oh, that's right. Time for the continuation of the I Love Ann Show. I'm going to be finishing up here because we got to get back over there to the studios at WCRS, and we've got to get ready for the Antique Vintager Emporium to keep emporing on. So we're going to head out of the Inn on the Square. It sure has been a beautiful morning right here. Love the fact that we were able to talk to some of the legends. We didn't get to talk to as many as we had. We just had such good conversations with the ones that we were talking to. You know, that's one of the things that I so appreciate about our legends is that they'll spend the time talking to you. And same goes for the gals out there with the Symetra Tour, the young gals that are trying to get on the LPGA Tour. They love to talk to you, so they want to get to know you. If you've got young people out there that want to see about whether they'd like to play golf, you know what? They are willing to talk and spend the time, and the words of encouragement that they give those young people today are going to be the words of encouragement that move them forward to maybe get on to the LPGA Tour or the PGA Tour or maybe not even golf. Maybe it'll be another sport. The one thing I love about golf is it doesn't matter your age, you can still continue to play golf, and from that reason, it's a great sport. Whether you've been playing it for years, whether you haven't played in years and you want to go back to it, please make sure that you're out there this week for the final Symetra Tour. 5 years. Can you believe it? 5 years of the Symetra Tour. We're going to take a break, but as Jim said, you know, who knows? We could have the Legends of Rock and Roll, a huge fundraiser, and have a great time here in Greenwood. Who knows, very soon. Love talking to Lady Jan Stevenson here this morning. She certainly has been a living of life. And for that reason, I think that is so, so awesome. That's going to do it for me. This is WCRS right here in Greenwood, live from the Inn on the Square. Bye-bye, everybody.